most busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today on this fine Friday. It's July the 20th. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal today to help end marijuana prohibition in America. Folks, legalization won't happen without your support. So make sure you join Normal today at norml.org. Also, make sure to pick up the Normal News weekly press release podcast this week. A couple of very important stories in there, including oral pill arrests marijuana high, study says, and landlords of Los Angeles medical marijuana dispensaries threatened with forfeiture and 20 years in prison. Those stories explored in full on the Normal News weekly podcast. You can link up to it at normal.org/podcast or search Normal News on iTunes. I've had a great couple days of vacation. Next week's going to be a big week. Right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, we're going to speak with Congressman Ron Paul and Congressman Maurice Hinchey of New York. Congressman Hinchey co-sponsors the Hinchey-Raubacher Amendment, which would actually stop the DEA from raiding in states that offer medical marijuana access. It would give patients protection there, federal protection. It's a very important amendment. Really the only time in the year that our federal elected officials get to have a floor debate about medical marijuana and patient access. So we'll have full coverage of the Hinchey-Raubacher Amendment along with the bill's sponsor, Congressman Maurice Hinchey, right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash next week. Also be covering a number of important news stories from Canada. Actually, we'll be speaking with the director of Normal Canada, John Conroy, about these stories. Spike in Canadian pot arrests. Canadian medical marijuana laws ruled unconstitutional. That case is still embargoed, but Mr. Conroy is going to enlighten us about what's going on there. And also, a UN report pegs Canadians as the largest consumers of cannabis. The National Post in Canada and others called for legalization after that report came out. Back here in the United States, a lot of activity out there in California. We'll speak with Normal California coordinator Dale Gehringer about these stories next week on The Stash. Berkeley medical marijuana measure to be voted on again. Santa Barbara City's lowest law enforcement priority law has been upheld by a court there that actually says that marijuana violations will be the absolute lowest law enforcement priority in the city there. And the DEA sends letters to LA dispensary landlords. You can find out more about that story again in the Normal News weekly press release. Also, a very strange story in California. The drug czar, John Walters, called marijuana growers terrorists. Here's the quote, terrorists who won't hesitate to help other terrorists get into the country with the aim of causing mass casualties, close quote. Once again, we're all left wondering what exactly drug czar John Walters is smoking himself there at the ONDCP. The only thing that marijuana growers are going to help terrorize is a Haagen-Dazs cabinet somewhere. Also next week here on the Audio Stash, sociologist Harry Levine from New York City will be joining us to review New York City's marijuana arrests, the highest in the nation. Those statistics were highlighted in Newsday in New York and picked up by other media. So sociologist Harry Levine joining us here on the Audio Stash next week. Going to be a big week next week. Make sure you tune in every day to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, your first source for marijuana information. Now it's time for our first segment today on this fine Friday. We're going to speak with Steve Bloom for our regular Friday update from CelebStoner.com. A lot going on up there this week.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls.
Joining us Fridays here on the Audio Stash is Steve Bloom, the man who keeps the kindest, greenest tabs on all of the world's celebrities at CelebStoner.com. Make sure you read about it all. Read about your favorite A-list music and entertainment celebs who enjoy a toke of fine marijuana at CelebStoner.com. Steve, welcome back to the Audio Stash today.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great this week, man. I just saw Transformers this afternoon. It kicked ass. Such an awesome movie. And with Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox, both of whom said recently they enjoy marijuana here and there. But, Steve, some of the biggest news isn't with the studio celebs, but with the political celebs. Mainly Hillary Clinton, the front runner on the Democratic side in our presidential races, our early presidential contest. She had some comments about medical marijuana last week. Tell us about what's going on with Senator Clinton.
Well, the Granite Staters for Medical Marijuana, which is the group up in New Hampshire that obviously is supporting medical marijuana use, and is focusing on the candidates. They're hitting all the town hall meetings and trying to get questions to all the candidates about medical marijuana. And one of their volunteers, a guy named Len Epstein, was able to get in Hillary Clinton's face last week. It's actually on June 13th. And asked the question, well, first he said 12 states allow medical marijuana, but the Bush administration continues to raid patients. And Hillary's response to that was, yes, I know, it's terrible. And then he followed up by saying, would you stop the federal raids? And she said, yes, I will. So that was really simply, what was stated. I mean, there wasn't, a long give and take. There wasn't a question and answer at a town hall meeting, where she might have gone into some detail. She's going to need to back that up to really confirm that she really means it. When she says she will stop the federal raids, is she referring to individual, raids going to people's homes, or is she referring to the bigger question of the raids at dispensaries, such as Compassionate Caregivers, which was taken down this week by the DEA. Pretty large chain of dispensaries out in California, has about 11 different stores, was indicted by the DEA. So, is that what she's talking about? Is she saying that she would stop that type of harassment, of these stores, in addition to, going after patients, who might be doing their own personal growing? So we don't know. But it was an interesting, answer, and led people to believe that she is on our side, and it'll need to be followed up. It led to a lot of traffic to my website this week, because of that, I just was doing a little digging around, of Hillary on the web, and I came up with a really cool photo of her and Bill, kind of hippie-era photo, and I posted that. And that drew a tremendous amount of traffic to the site this week. It was just a photo that was out there on the web, and I wasn't sure whether people had seen it before. And they must have, because it was sitting out on the web, but I don't think any site had really posted it like I did. And what's interesting about that is that, not only, is this sort of cool shot with Bill, pretty long hair, beard, Hillary, kind of with sort of sunglass or tinted glasses that kind of look hippie-ish, long hair, parted down the middle. But what was a little more interesting about that, that kind of padded the story, and I titled it By the Time They Got to Woodstock, was that Hillary has asked, and also Chuck Schumer, her colleague in the Senate in New York, have asked to earmark $1 million to build a museum that would recreate the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival, the 1969, you know, watershed event upstate New York, and basically build a museum on the site that's called in the town of Bethel. They've created a new venue on the site called Bethel Woods, and I think they're trying to add on to it with a museum. So Hillary has actually supported that. I don't believe she went to Woodstock. But, you know, at the same time, you got Hillary, you know, announcing her support of medical marijuana, you know, asking for money for a, to basically give money to a counterculture site, probably the most famous counterculture site in America, and then this wonderful hippie photo of Bill and Hillary that emerged on the web this week. So that's been sort of my Hillary news for the week.
This is all very interesting, Steve. And by the way, the photo you have up there at celebstoner.com is one I have never seen before. Really a kinder and gentler shot of the hippified Clintons there. Such a great shot. Thanks for posting it. But, you know, something I hope everyone does deeply understand here is that the DEA and ONDCP take direct notice from the president on issues like this. So to have Hillary saying she doesn't agree with DEA raids in this regard, well, this is something to really follow up on here in the future.
Well, there needs to be a lot of following up. I mean, furthermore, you know, really the question, and I haven't been able to determine this, you know, did Hillary ever inhale? I haven't read her books, and I should, and perhaps it's referred to, but I haven't read anything that's, you know, that's indicated that she might have or she didn't. But, you know, presumably she did. You know, going back to the end of, you know, her husband's, you know, run as the president of the United States, you know, a lot of people took Bill Clinton to task for, even though during his period as president, you know, was sort of when the medical marijuana boom, you know, really started to build. Proposition 215 was passed in California in 96, and several other states passed medical bills and legislation, you know, while Clinton was in office. Yet a lot of people felt that because marijuana arrests, you know, remained very high during Bill Clinton's time in the White House, that he didn't do anything, you know, to help the cause, so to speak, or to, you know, to do anything in at least behalf of medical patients and, you know, and furthermore for recreational users. You know, as the numbers have skyrocketed, you know, over the years, you know, to, you know, almost 700,000 people getting arrested a year for marijuana now. And it was pretty much high during that period when Clinton was in office also. But I always thought it was interesting that when Clinton was just out of office, he did an interview with Rolling Stone. And in the interview, he acted like, you know, he was very helpful to the cause and he supported medical marijuana. And didn't people understand that? And I think a lot of advocates didn't really get it that Clinton, you know, might have been on, you know, our side, because it just didn't appear that he was, because during that time they went after doctors, you know, they, you know, through the White House they threatened, you know, anybody who would, you know, write a recommendation and things like that, and all that stuff, you know, was just veiled threats, but nevertheless it was coming from the White House. And so, you know, where does Hillary stand? I mean, the interesting question on Hillary also is, you know, her involvement in the healthcare industry. So, you know, the question that's raised about medical marijuana is a healthcare issue. And then, so I read a few articles, even a comment to the website, and a few other places that I noticed, you know, people challenging Hillary in terms of like her getting contributions from the healthcare industry. And here's someone who really took on the healthcare industry when she was first lady, and she led the task force on reform and healthcare in America, and that was her big push, was to try and, you know, push towards, you know, universal health care in America. Interestingly, the movie that's out right now, Sicko, Michael Moore's documentary about health care in America, you know, does focus on Hillary's early efforts and, you know, hails her, you know, for, you know, trying to revolutionize health care in America, but then takes her to task for, well, not succeeding, but not so much that being her fault, but then more recently, you know, accepting campaign contributions from healthcare, you know, companies and pharmaceutical companies. And apparently that's true. I did a little research on that. There's an article going back to 2006 in the New York Times article that said that Clinton had received over $800,000 in contributions from the healthcare industry. So, and those contributions included, you know, small donations from pharmaceutical companies like Roche and Pfizer. Most of that money came from doctors and healthcare professionals, which is really not objectionable. They may see her as the right person, you know, to, you know, be a senator and perhaps be a president. But so it's, you know, it's a controversial issue overall, you know, Hillary and healthcare, and then, you know, and then the medical marijuana issue dovetailing into that makes it that much more interesting.
Now, medical marijuana is really becoming an issue in this presidential race. California has moved into a very important primary position. You can't ignore the issue there. Bill Richardson of New Mexico, of course, very strong on the side of medical marijuana access. Ron Paul and Mike Gravel have both been here on the Audio Stash saying the same thing Hillary just did, that they would stop DEA raids on medical patients and facilities. So the issue of medical marijuana and what the DEA does in states where medical access is legal is now a common issue for both sides in this campaign.
Well, what's more important here is that, you know, Ron Paul and Mike Gravel and Dennis Kucinich and people like that who are sort of, the, you know, viewed as the fringe candidates who are on our side. Richardson, you know, it's a little less fringy. I mean, he's, you know, he's a governor, but nevertheless, you know, he doesn't appear to, you know, have a lot of support. Those guys don't, you know, I don't think anybody expects any of them to win the nomination. So, the, you know, but here's Hillary, who's the front runner. You know, and it's interesting also in the last couple of weeks, you know, some of the, you know, the main candidates on the Republican side have been, you know, weighing in on medical marijuana, such as John McCain, and Rudy Giuliani. And, you know, both of them have taken a pretty standard, you know, anti-marijuana, you know, stance. McCain's stance was that, you know, both of them are pretty much saying, you know, there are other medications out there that patients can use. They don't need marijuana. So why bother, you know, with marijuana? And McCain's comments also came out in New Hampshire, and he said, I don't think marijuana is healthy. I don't think it's good for people. And there's a large body of medical opinion that says there's plenty of other medications that are more effective and better and less damaging to one's health to relieve pain. So that's pretty much, I think, the standard Republican line that you're going to get. But we haven't really seen, you know, what might be perceived as a standard Democratic line from the front runners, you know, meaning Clinton, Obama, and Edwards. You know, where do they stand? Now, Edwards has in the past admitted his own use and has supported medical marijuana, at least on the last round, but it hasn't really come up this time around. 2004 campaign, it was discussed, but not to the degree that it's being discussed now. And Obama, I don't think, has really taken a stance on medical marijuana, and he seems to have somewhat of an anti-drug stance due to his own personal use that includes cocaine, you know, back when he was younger. And I think he's, you know, he's just trying to step away and, like, I'm not into any of that stuff. But, right, we don't know. But, you know, it would be interesting if in one of these debates, you know, a major debate, you know, a Wolf Blitzer, you know, asking questions debate, you know, where he'll say, where do you stand on medical marijuana and will you stop the raids on federal raids on patients and dispensaries? That would be the time to really see where everybody stands on this. And it'd be great if that question gets answered. But for the time being, you know, since it hasn't been, you know, it's going to take a group like the Granite Staters, you know, to really get people to understand where the candidates stand on these issues until, you know, it's either brought up in a larger media or it's brought up during the debates.
Well, Steve, all of this is hot, hot, hot. And folks can check out the stories and photos at celebstoner.com. We have links at normalaudiostash.com. But, Steve, let's move out of politics into entertainment news. Another female A-lister, this time from the music industry, had an interesting comment. It was Kelly Clarkson, who really has kind of a squeaky clean image out there. She wasn't caught toking on camera or anything, but she mentioned something about edible marijuana. Tell us a little bit about this one.
This story came from an interview that was done with her at USA Weekend. That's the Sunday, you know, magazine, you know, for USA Today. And they did a cover story on her last Sunday, and you know, she has a new album out, My December. She's been in the news a lot lately because she's been kind of sparring with her record company, who didn't like a lot of the material that she submitted for her new album, and she fought them over it and got the album to be released regardless of the company not thinking that it was quality material. But that's kind of secondary to the discussion here. She basically was asked some sort of question around marijuana, and she gave an answer that she had tried a marijuana cookie when she was in Amsterdam. And her answer to that was, or her comment was, it's legal there and it's not here. I don't do anything illegal here. And so, you know, just defending that, you know, whatever it is, you know, her squeaky clean image should be okay because, you know, she didn't do anything wrong, at least over there. And she says, I've never smoked anything. I've never tried any drugs. I wouldn't do anything that would cause any holes in your brain or your navel cavity. Call me Texan, but I don't think of marijuana like that, which is sort of like a you know, interesting backdoor way of saying that, you know, marijuana is, doesn't, you know, cause holes in your brain or navel cavity. You know, obviously, it, you know, she's referring to cocaine, at least as that's concerned. And, you know, call me Texan. Not sure what the reference there, other than she's from Texas, you know, is, but I don't think of marijuana like that. So, you know, has Kelly smoked? You know, most likely she probably has because, you know, clearly, you know, she's not going to get the full effect from just one cookie. So, but, you know, here's yet another of what we're calling stoner starlets. You know, once you, you know, admit to any type of marijuana use, and we posted it as Leb Stoner, you are officially a stoner starlet. And that just adds to the long list this year that's been going on and on and on and on. So, surprisingly, Kelly Clarkson, maybe she's seeing the other women out there admitting their use or, you know, appearing in photos that, you know, show them smoking marijuana. And maybe she thinks, hey, it's not so bad. Why not me too?
Well, again, here's a high-profile female celebrity putting marijuana in a different place here. Kelly Clarkson seems to be following the lead of Megan Fox, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and especially Kristen Dunst's comments in saying marijuana just doesn't class as a drug the way they see drugs in the entertainment industry. These women are really doing so much, almost single-handedly unraveling the ONDCP's reefer madness point and taking marijuana away from other substances.
I love them.
Also now, Steve, another post you have at Celeb Stoner has some medical marijuana antics happening in the new hit cable series Entourage, and which I understand is loosely based on Mark Wahlberg's real life.
It is a hit show. It's definitely, it's HBO's number one show right now with Sopranos, you know, off. And it has been, you know, for a while as far as, you know, it's kind of like Sex and the City, you know, with guys. You know, you have four guys, you know, and Sex and the City, of course, was four women, you know, and, you know, maybe the Sex and the City, you know, women were a little brighter overall and a little smarter in general, but, you know, these guys, you know, are New York guys, the storyline is, who moved out to California there. Adrian Grenier is the lead actor, and he plays a guy named Vince who's a star, and they're all kind of attached to him. One guy, Kevin Connolly, whose character is Eric, is his, you know, like best friend growing up, and he's been groomed as his personal manager. Jeremy Piven plays his agent, you know, Vince's agent, and he's just a really crude, you know, fast-talking L.A.-style agent. And then there's two other guys. Kevin Dillon plays a character, Drama, and Jerry Ferrara plays a character, Turtle, who are sort of the hangers-on who just, you know, go along for the ride pretty much. And although Kevin Dillon has his own kind of career as an actor, he works on a TV show, literally within the TV show of Entourage, then Turtle, who's the funniest of the four, he's the big pot smoker, he's the sort of white hip-hop dude. And so you follow, you know, their storyline, you know, through what's going on, you know, over the, you know, the lifetime of the show. And now what's been going on at the show is that they've been filming a movie called Medellin, which is the life story of Pablo Escobar. So the latest episode called The Dream Team focused partially on the Pablo Escobar angle, where there's been problems between Eric and the director, Billy, who's just a wild man. They just don't get along. led to a fight and a skirmish, actually, early in the episode. But the secondary plot in the episode was that drama was they were walking down Melrose in L.A., and they walked by a shop, and they looked in the window, and there was a trucker's cap that said California Home Growers Association, something like that. And it's like, got to have that hat. And so they walk into the store, and they just say, how much is the hat in the window, whatever. And the security guard says, you know, you can't come in here, and why not? And he says, this is, you know, this, and Turl goes, is this a marijuana, medical marijuana facility? He says, yes, it is. You need a card. So he says, well, how do we get a card? So next thing you know, Drama is going to a doctor. And he's sitting talking to the doctor who's played by Bob Balaban, who is a guy who's been in a lot of movies and TV shows, a really great, great character actor. And he's sitting there kind of like the cool doctor with shades on, and they have kind of a conversation that basically begins with, what's your medical problem? And he says, well, you know, what does it take more or less to get a medical card? And he says, well, do you have cancer? And he goes, no. And he says, Crohn's disease? And he goes, what's that? And he says, you know, and he's something about intestinal problems. He says, no, AIDS? And he says, no, I'm tested biweekly. No. And he goes, can I be honest with you? I don't want any pot. I just want a hat they sell in the place. And the doc goes, I can't give you a card unless you have a legitimate reason. You seem like an anxious person. Do you feel nervous for no apparent reason? And Drama goes, oh, sometimes. I have a history of panic attacks. And then the doc goes, beautiful. And he starts writing a recommendation that says, go get yourself a hat. And while you're there, pick up some nice chill weed and smoke just a little. I think you'll find your life a tad more manageable, trust me. So it's very interesting right there. You know, that's kind of like that borderline area of people going to get medical cards in California who may not be, you know, really, truly ill, but then they find that there really is something that can help them, you know, such as for insomnia or panic attacks or whatever it might be. You know, that's really not the main reason, and it's making a little bit light of it, I think, to some degree. But let's go beyond that, you know, just because it's a TV show and accept that they're just having a little fun with it all. And so then they go to the dispensary, and Drama gets his hat, and Turtle's, you know, tongue is just hanging out of the side of his mouth, looking at all the marijuana, you know, in the club where they have it, like, in, you know, on counters and, you know, behind the counter in the little, you know, counter cases and things like that. And they're, like, sort of like chugging the way you would beer, and, you know, somebody chanting chug, chug, chug. Well, instead, you know, Drama's on a bong, unfortunately a plastic, and they're chanting smoke, smoke, smoke. And so he takes down a hit, and he's not the biggest smoker, you know, whereas Turtle is the bigger smoker of the two of them. You know, he's like now kind of like faced with, you know, everybody around, and he's got to act this part of being like the big pot smoker. So he's, you know, taking down hit after hit, hit after hit, and it's very good marijuana. It's strong stuff, and it's starting to hit him, you know, in a way where he's not familiar with it exactly, and he starts to, you know, freak out a little bit, and everybody's chanting, and they're kind of making fun of him, and he goes to Turtle, and he says, Turtle, help me, and Turtle just looks at him and says, you should help yourself and embrace it. And that was sort of the moment that was, you know, like waiting. Like, what were they going to do with marijuana in that episode? Was Drama going to go running out of the trailer, you know, like, you know, dousing himself with water or something to, you know, get over, you know, the impact of being a little too high? And then Turtle just basically says, embrace it. And I thought that was great because, you know, ultimately he basically did. They kept chanting and he joined the chant. And then, you know, everything settled down. It was just a fun show. So, you know, here was, you know, I thought it was, you know, finally, you know, I mean, every pretty much episode of Entourage, you'll see somebody smoking, generally Turtle, often, you know, Vince. Usually, you know, kind of get passed around as the guys sort of head out for their day and they're smoking, kind of waking and baking and that kind of thing. But every once a year, they usually do one big episode that has a focus on marijuana. And so this year, you know, the big episode, you know, was this medical marijuana episode, and, you know, it was great. I also want to note on the TV side of things that Weeds, which is the, you know, number one marijuana, you know, TV show out there, was nominated for 2 Emmy Awards yesterday. And once again, Mary Louise Parker was nominated for Best Actress in a Comedy, and hopefully she'll win this year.
Well, Steve, we're certainly rooting for Weeds to win here on the Audio Stash. Steve, this has been another great Friday round from CelebStoner.com. The site is looking great up there, by the way. Thanks again for joining us each Friday, and I'm already looking forward to our conversation next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you again, Steve. Steve Bloom is the man with his finger on the pulse of celebrity stoners of the world. You can read all about it at celebstoner.com. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com. Steve joins us each Friday right here on the program.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
White widow, super skunk and Afghan special, Durban poison, Maui Wowie and Big Bud, California, squidgy black and mixed sativa. Mary Jane, I smoked my last one. Someone roll another joint. Orange four-way, Holland's Hope and Hindu Kush, Shiva Shanti, Mr. Nice and Juicy Fruit, Smokey Bear, Power Plant and Pink 19, Special K, Black Dominia and Blue Velvet, Mary Jane, smoke my last one. Someone roll another joint. Mary Jane, smoke my last one. Someone roll another joint.
You're listening to Pod Safe Music on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Stoned is what I am, high is what I get. Walk through each day with no time for regret. A task that we can't change, so rest brains. If you don't like, then rearrange. A new page is up to you. Your days are what you choose. I ratchet and cruise, smoking greens to ease the blues. Fuck snooze, it's an electric noose. I connect things to use, asking why I went confused. Why the street guys my shoes was to lose. I mentally run like many motions of movement, and still I physically stand still. The theories of terminology of reality will concept shell, spill, shatter, and explode. All matters are atoms to the accumulation of overload. The exact precision estimated for those level foes. But no freestyle flows in my known knowledge of wisdom given to grow. If product equals cash, my conduct is an ad. Like threads in a mag, fuck your fads. Fashion's like religion, they both cost too much to stay in touch. Pay for acceptance, pray for connections. The only difference is an R for red like bloodshed. Or are you awake, or are you asleep? Targeted like sheep, marketing will cheat to make you scream. Nothing's what it seems.
Let our rhymes of inside ignite any spark inside. Separate, debate, divide like darkness and night and daylight. Make it clear the signal here. Intellect divine, let it shine bright. Steer fear completely in the right direction. Decisions like intersections of contraceptive and cross thoughts and coordinates with acceptance.
I close my eyes to hear truth. What's proof and how much is enough? I'm but only one thought. Slowly to the top, I will rise. While how is compromised? My demise will be patience. Red eyes help me tame it. Fuck claiming. Actions are a statement. Underrated for most speeches, outdated. Perfection's what I'm not. Still, I talk before I walk. Though I'll stop with practice. Progression's why I thrive. For every lesson equals my life.
My palms sound like trumpets endorsed by love.
proving to break negligence and reminisce and ponder some thoughts, the points of views. Rhymes designed to sufficiently supply minds like you. The most stand confused. Techniques with rhythmic abuse, where technicalities used, proving the new supplemental replacement of sensations of new, which is tasting what we already knew. F-U-S-S. Forever we're lost in this. We're forever unsigned. Forever under the sun. We're forever utilizing science. For everyone. Everyone.
Instead of keep walking, still see
F-U-S-S.
The same question. Reluctant upon their own youthful minds. Let them abuse the times.
That was some fine music found at podshow.com. We have links to all the artists at normalaudiostash.com.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers. And nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana. And over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Strop, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. Listen to the Audio Stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. Everyone have a fun summer weekend out there, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of NORML is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.